All right, welcome into PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf here with ESPN's Adam Kaplan. And Adam, the Eagles filled the hole left at quarterback's coach after Bill Lazor went to be the offensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins with Bill Musgrave, a veteran coach, most recently the offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Give us the scoop on Bill Musgrave.
Yeah, I think Bill Musgrave, Bo, I think you look at it, he's worked with so many quarterbacks in his career, so many veterans, and also younger quarterbacks, most recently with Christian Ponder, Josh Freeman. So I like the move. This is a smart move. A guy's been in the league a long time. He's also a player. He was a quarterback. So this makes perfect sense. At this point of Bill Musgrave's career, I mean, it's great. He gets back to his roots of coaching quarterbacks.
Of course, you remember how impressed Chip Kelly was with Matt Castle's performance when the Vikings beat the Eagles this season. Obviously, Musgrave had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, no question. Matt Castle was, to me, a great story for the Vikings, sort of coming off the bench and then getting a chance to start. After Christian Ponder got hurt, and he never really lost a job. He actually revived his career, so you know, that's a good point you make. But Bill Musgrave, you just look at his resume. I mean, it's just here, 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 with so many different types of quarterbacks. And now look at Nick Foles, a guy who's a young quarterback. He's a developing quarterback. And it's good to get a guy that continues to work with young quarterbacks like Bill Musgrave.
I think you also see here what we talked about last week, and that's coaches from around the league being very interested in working with Chip Kelly and seeing how this offense functions.
Yeah, and I think we kind of knew this would happen. With Chip Kelly's success in his first year, and getting to work with Pat Shurmur, a guy who's been around a while, who's also been a very good developer of quarterbacks, just keep it going. And I like the move. Bill Musgrave, and he looks at this. He goes from a situation with Minnesota. They weren't winning. You have turnover. Now he goes to a situation, quite frankly, very, very stable.
Of course, at quarterback for the Eagles, Michael Vick, an impending free agent, several other important guys on offense and a few on defense. Are you hearing anything? Any rumblings in terms of Eagles free agents?
Well, it's obviously, we're not going to know where they're going to go if they're going to be re-signed yet, but I think some of the guys I think are obvious to come back. Donnie Jones, the Eagles want him back. I expect that to happen. And then there's some contracts that they have to look at where they want to extend. They also have some roster bonuses due for certain players, some base guarantees that become guaranteed by a certain date that later in the future. So you got to look at that. But I think with Eagles cap space anywhere between 22 and 26 million, rolling over the 17 million plus the little space that they had projected for 2014, they're going to be in great shape. So they can do whatever they want in free agency. But I think the needs are clear, Bo. I think it's outside linebacker, safety, depth at corner, wide receiver, depth at other positions, but I think those are the positions heading into free agency right now that you can look at.
You mentioned wide receiver. That's probably the most interesting, what they do with Riley Cooper, Jeremy Maclin. Any guesses, any leanings that you think they might be having?
I think Riley Cooper, I think this is just me, not them speculating, but I think they'd like to have him back. But the thing is, you have to make a decision, what type of receiver is he going to be for you? He's going to be a backup while Riley Cooper's coming to his best year of his career. It's final year of his rookie contract. Did very well, and he's probably going to want to get paid. So, to me, though, Riley Cooper's an outstanding backup that showed if someone gets hurt, he could go in and play. But whether he's a full-time starter for 16 games again, a guy that you really ideally want in that position, that remains to be seen. You mentioned Jeremy Maclin. To me, I think he gets no better than a one-year offer, maybe with some bonus money if he's available for a certain amount of games. But everything I've been hearing, the rehab is going great, but you have to see. But I think receiver, though, no matter what happens with those guys, has to be a priority.
All right, well, a fascinating offseason ahead for the Eagles, jumping up to the NFC East champs in Chip Kelly's first year. A lot of work to do before they follow that up next season. For Adam Kaplan, I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.